Perek Yadalad Mishnah Beis. So we know that there is a malacha called Ma'abid Es Ha'or, which means working leather. And they used to put some work into the leather to preserve it. And that's prohibited on Shabbos, to put this preservative in the leather. And now we're going to be introduced into a malacha which is similar to Ma'abid Es Ha'or, to put these preservatives to preserve the leather. But it's not really like it. So let's see. Ein osin hilmi b'Shabbos. One is not allowed to make hilmi on Shabbos. What was hilmi? Hilmi was a mixture where they would have a lot of water, salt, and then a little bit of oil. And the idea was that they would use this, you know, concoction to pickle the vegetables. And the reason why this is prohibited on Shabbos is because it looks like you're doing it in order to be ma'abed the food, to like put preservatives in the food so that it should be miskayim yafe, it should last on the shelf a very, very long time. Now, even though, you know, there's no such thing as ibud ba'ochlin, there's no such thing as, you know, putting a preservative into food, there's no malacha, there's nothing wrong with it, but because it's compared to preserving actual leather skins, the rabbi is prohibited on a rabbinic level. So that would be prohibited. Aval but osa hu es mei hamalach. One could make mei hamalach. So one could put a little bit of salt into water. So they could make, meaning they could make this hilmi concoction, but in a smaller amount, a smaller version. Betovahan pito, then you could dip your bread in it and eat it. Or v'nosin l'tocha tavshil, you could put it into your tavshil, into your dish. Because it's mutter, it's permitted to spice up your food on Shabbos while you're eating it, and that's okay. So you can't use a lot of hilmi, but you could use a little bit of hilmi. And that brings to the obvious question. Amar Reb Yossi says of Yossi, he argues on the Tanna Kamma, and he says, v'halo hu hilmi bein meruba ubein mu'at. Meaning, what's the difference whether I use a lot of hilmi or use a little bit of hilmi? At the end of the day, it's a mixture of oil and salt, and it's going to preserve the item. And if we're going to permit it, then, you know, he says over here, if you're going to permit it for the small amount, but not for the big amount, he's going to say that, he says that people will say, what's going on over here? What, a small malach is permitted, but a big malach is prohibited? It doesn't make any sense. So, Rav Yossi argues on the Tanna Kamma, and he holds, whether you have hilmi a lot, you know, this, a lot of water with salt, and then a little bit of oil, or whether you make a mini version of it, where you have water with just a little bit of salt, it's prohibited to use it for your food on Shabbos. Now, it continues, Ve'eluhin me melach hamutaran, however, there will be, though some me melach, some salted waters that are permitted on Shabbos, and we explain, nosin shemen betchila. So here, if you put the oil in first, into the water, before you added the salt into the water, or you put the oil in before you put the water in. Meaning, if you put the oil into the water before the salt, or the oil into the salt before the water, so here the oil will actually weaken the strength of the salt, and therefore it's not compared anymore to putting a preservative into food, and that Rabbi Yossi would say is permitted. But avaloyutin betchila mayim, get water in first and then salt, and then the oil, because once the oil is coming in afterwards, it doesn't really dilute the salt, and it still has that strong power to be ma'abe the food, to preserve the food, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, the only time it's permitted is if you put oil in first, either to the salt and then the water, oil to the water than the salt, so you're diminishing the strength of this preservative, that will be permitted. Otherwise, if the oil is coming in at the end, whether you use a lot, whether you use a little, it's always prohibited, and that would be Rabbi Yossi Shita. Moving right along to Mishnah Gimel. This is going to be talking about refuah and food. Ein ochlin a zovion b'Shabbos. One is not permitted to eat a zovion on Shabbos. What is a zovion? A zovion is a certain type of hyssop. Excuse me. that they would use for refuah, for healing, tolam shemayim, worms in the stomach. So they had this type of azel, this type of hyssop that they would give to people who had worms in their stomach. So therefore, you can't eat this azel on Shabbos because it looks like you are using it for healing, and you can't do healing on Shabbos. We'll see why in a moment. This is not the type of food that healthy people eat. It's only for ill people. And the rabbis asked if they prohibited for one to take medication on Shabbos, lest one comes to grind up the medicine. And if you grind up the medicine, then you're doing a prohibition of schika, of grinding on Shabbos, which is prohibited on a Torah level. So the whole problem of refuah, taking medicine on Shabbos, it's not necessarily that there's something wrong with the medicine itself, but we're afraid you're going to come and grind it, and grinding is a problem on Shabbos. So the azov, the reason why you can't eat it is because it's meant for sick people. So even a healthy person wouldn't be able to take it on Shabbos. But of Luas Yoezer. Yoezer was a type of sprout that they would use for worms in the liver, and that's permitted to eat it on Shabbos. Why? Why is it any different than the previous item? Because this item, even the healthy people would eat it. So therefore, when one is eating it, even healthy people will eat it, so no one knows, you know, what it's for, and therefore, we just say it's permitted. But a food which is designated just for sick people, that is prohibited, even if you're healthy, lest you come to use it as a medication. This shows, what about drinking? You could drink Abuv Ro'at. You could drink this medication called Abuv Ro'at, which was a type of sprout that the roots, that they soaked it in water. These things, they would use it as a refuah, for people that would drink from water that was left uncovered, and a snake came and put poison in it. So if that happened to someone, someone drank from that water, they would drink this special water called Abuv Ro'at, and it would heal the person. And the mission is coming to teach us that it's permitted to drink from this water on Shabbos, because again, this was a water that even healthy people would use, and once healthy people are using it, we're not afraid you're going to come to, you know, do any kind of refuah with it. So here's the rule. How do you differentiate? Zachal, here's the rule. Kol ha'ochlin, any kind of food that healthy people eat alongside sick people, then ochl adam refuah. A person can eat it even for a refuah, because we're not worried anymore that he's going to grind it up. V'chol ha'mashkin, and all liquids that healthy people also drink, shows that a person can drink it for a refuah. However, chutz mimei dekalim, except for mei dekalim. Mei dekalim was these waters that came from a spring in Eretz Yisrael. It came out of two specific palm trees, and drinking it would bring either shilshel, would bring one to have diarrhea or to clean out their stomach. So that drink you cannot drink on Shabbos. Or vikos ikarim, there was a drink that people would drink in order to make themselves sterile. They called it kos ikarim. So you can't drink that either on Shabbos. Because these things make the person's face turn green, and it's not pleasant for the body, and it's meant for a refuah. And therefore, when you're drinking these drinks, since it makes your face turn green, everyone knows you're doing it for a refuah, and it's prohibited. Aval, but shuzahu may the kalam l'sma'o. If you're not sick with, you know, diarrhea or something like that, then you can actually drink the may the kalam just to quench your thirst. That is permitted, because then people, you know, don't see your face turning green, and they see that you're not doing it for a fuah. Visach shemen ikarim. You could also take the oil from the oil of the ikarim of this shemesh and basim b'shoshim b'samim. This oil that was soaked in these roots of b'samim. It's mutter to anoint oneself with it on Shabbos, as long as it's shalolah refuah, if you're not doing it for the sake of refuah. So the idea here is that when you're doing something for refuah, it's going to be prohibited. When you're doing something just to, you know, for not for refuah, it's permitted, as long as it's not also used for a refuah. And that's how they, you know, they say the rule is, that zeh klal. Food that's normally meant for healthy people, So then a person could eat it, even if they're eating it for refuah, for health reasons, to give them refuah shleima. But if the food is designated for refuah on Shabbos, then you can't use it on Shabbos. And that concludes Mishnah Gimel.